This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shuler's with us. We've call screen is lit. And let's see, we've got Captain John Reagan on first, then Glenn, you'll be next. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Hello, Vincent.
It's great to hear your voice. I got your email over the weekend. Thank you.
I tell you, it has been such an incredible time since I was last on the air with you. For anybody that's seen Spaceballs, the movie, which was a spoof of Star Wars, March, April, and May were ludicrous speed. That's just how crazy it was. We are officially moved now. We live in far south Texas. In fact, Seventh Mountain south of us is the Mexican border. And it's been pretty nice. The craziness of moving is always challenging. Buying a home that's more than 500 miles away is also very challenging. And it's hard to say exactly where to start.
John, Captain John Reagan, congratulations on the move, moving greater than 500 miles away from your previous residence. Dr. Shuler has done it. We've done it. And it's a great experience. And Dr. Shuler moved from Wisconsin, I believe, to Missouri. You know, we moved from the East Coast to Missouri. And good for you and Mrs. Reagan. And please continue.
We found a house in a 55-plus community. It's a manufactured home built in 2005, so it's relatively modern, for $35,900. That's not $135,900, it's $35,900. So trying to find even a conventional house that's ancient with bad wiring and everything, we would have spent more than that. The only bad thing is that we had to get it on a leased lot, but all in all, you know, it's that part's been great for us. It got really crazy. We closed, or we thought we closed, at the end of April, and we had our household goods picked up on May 11th, and early on May 12th, I got a call from the agent, who's also the manager of the community, that there was a problem. There are a couple more documents needed from the seller side. And, you know, there we were, our house of goods picked up, and we didn't really have our place yet. And then shortly after that, I ended up having a minor stroke and spent the next 2 days in the VA hospital in Dallas when we were supposed to be on our way down here, and had to check myself out early enough on Friday that I still had some time to get a hold of the mortgage company to find out what all was needed. And the things that just went on that weekend, trying to get finished up, getting out of the apartment, the weather and everything. I mean, the story is just incredible and take way too much time. And Well, we have now.
How can Dr. Shealy help you?
Well,
do you want to talk about the stroke?
That can be one thing, and anything about Becky's eyes. She's now getting shots once a month because of inflammation in her eye, diabetic retinopathy. And I'm pretty sure we're doing everything that we can at this point because we were already making corrections beforehand. But I'll just describe when I didn't have the typical stroke symptoms that you get. I had gone out to get us lunch that Wednesday. On my way driving there, I got a text from the agent, and I was noticing I could read the left side of the text, but the right side of the text, I was having problems reading. And I would also start noticing that I wouldn't see the car that's to the right of me, which is not a bad thing, not a good thing when you're driving. So I had to be very careful navigating that, getting back home. And I had Becky take me to the emergency room at the VA hospital. And, you know, they gave me the clot buster. And I still have an issue seeing things in the upper right area. So, say I'm looking at my phone and trying to do the keypad for the pen, I wouldn't see the three. It doesn't appear as a hole or anything. I just don't see it. It interferes a little bit with reading. I didn't realize how much I looked at the whole page while reading. So it slows me down reading things. Other than that, I'm not experiencing dramatic issues.
Are you looking for a comment from Dr. Shealy?
Yeah, I can take a comment from Dr. Shealy on mine and Becky's issues there.
Okay, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I would like to know whether your cholesterol was elevated.
Not excessively.
A little
over 200.
So did they put you on a statin drug?
No.
Good. I don't like statin drugs.
I want to do that.
Yeah, I much, much prefer TMG and lecithin. They work a billion times safer and better. Send me an email sometime, and I'll tell you what I would do for that part of it.
Okay. Because some good news, we were able to find a farm's two-hour drive from here that was selling grass-fed beef. So, actually, I bought both sides. I'm getting a whole cow in a couple of weeks. Got a freezer, so we can stock up on good grass-fed beef.
Captain John, what does beef cost when you buy a whole cow?
It's roughly, it depends on the final weight, which hasn't come in yet. It's going to be roughly $2,400.
Okay, $2,400. So that is, you're just going to have the edible portion of the cow and the entrails and the rest of it, the skin and all that. You're not responsible for. Is that correct?
Right. We are going to get organs and bones, though.
Mm-hmm. For animals?
No, we're going to try those out because that's one of the things that Dr. Saladino has been talking about. The nutrition is in the organs that humans don't eat.
And you're talking about liver? You're talking about
not just liver.
Heart?
Heart, spleen, pancreas.
Yep, they're all great organs. My favorite is liver, but I like them all.
So we're going to do that. We're getting bones so we can get the bone marrow and make bone broth. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's smart.
Very good. Very good. All right. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I think that's what we're going to have to do to ultimately survive on the farm. I think we're going to have to sell directly to the customer. You know, sell a quarter or a half or a whole cow and then arrange for the processing, and then the customer picks it up. So I think that's going to be the future for small farmers, because it's impossible, or darn close to impossible, to survive today. Captain John, what else do you have? You want to talk about your wife and her condition?
We're making good progress. In fact, she'll be going in, seeing a new primary care down here that it's time for her to get an updated A1C test and see how that's going. We're making progress, and last time my A1C was taken, it was in the pre-diabetic range. So, I say good progress on all of that. And I think because of what we've done, that'll start working on the inflammation that's causing the problem in her eye. But she is getting shots once a month now. And I don't know if Dr. Sheely has anything to add on that part.
Is she on insulin?
No.
Oh, good. Is she on herbs to bring the blood pressure under control? Because there are three herbs that really work beautifully.
We're using, if you hadn't asked, I wouldn't be able to tell you. We're using an herb, berberine, for blood sugar.
Yeah. Well, my favorites are Gymnema, fenugreek, and berberine. They work exceptionally well. I'm sure there may be others as well.
Dr. Sheely, what were those three again for those who are writing this down to lower high blood pressure?
G-Y-M-N-E-M-A. This is for blood sugar. G-Y-M-N-E-M-A. Fenugreek, F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K. Berberine, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E. All three of them are part of my regimen for controlling diabetes.
Okay, back to you, John.
I'm actually running incredibly ignorant right now with the move, and also has computer problems. I've only been able to catch some headlines and seeing some things and some emails that I'd subscribe to. But, if you want to know what the financial collapse looks like, you're living it. It's going on right now.
I mentioned this morning that our taxes, our real estate taxes, just went up 10%, which is astronomical. And, usury starts at 10%. And so the government has no problem lifting the tax burden across the board here in Missouri, our county in Missouri, 10%. It's an outrage. Absolute outrage, and I hope that people rally against this. They probably won't, though.
When you look at what's gone on, and I haven't been able to read into it, but the repo market's going haywire again, which is a very bad thing. Now hold on if you want me to.
Yeah, and then we've got Glenn in Michigan who's been holding patiently. So Glenn, we'll get to you. Please stay with us. Captain John is with us. Glenn's with us. Dr. Norm Sheely's with us. And I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the feed for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Noam Shula is with us, and if you'd like to make an appointment at his office, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221, that's the number I call. And if you'd like to go to his website, that's normshealy.com, NormSheely.com, normshealy.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Glenn is on hold. Glenn will be with you in a moment. Captain John, back to you.
Yeah, I might just recommend there was a movie back in the 70s called Cabaret, and I don't particularly care for the movie. We ended up rewatching it a few years ago. It covers what life was like in pre-World War II Germany. And the sexual decadence, the financial problems, you read up on the Weimar Republic. We're living that now. The Fed has thrown trillions of dollars at issues, not just since the 2008 issue, but since the repo market started going haywire in September of 2019. They had thrown $1 trillion between then and January of 20, and then COVID took over, and trillions more. If you look at the Fed balance sheet, it's just ridiculous the amount of money that's gone there. It's the only reason things haven't gone to pieces yet, but they can't keep that up. And there's many analysts that believe that the asset bubble that's been blown in the assets, like real estate, is can only go so far, and that's getting ready to spill over into other areas of the economy. So a combination of shortages, which you get supply and demand causing prices to go up, and then inflation because of too much money printing, the value of the money goes down, which means you see the prices go up. The combination of that, I think, is going to be really bad by the end of the year. So,
no question. I totally agree. Dr. Shealy, any comments?
Yep, just part of the current stupidemic.
You know, Captain John Reagan, here's something that I don't understand. Maybe you could succinctly explain it to me. You know, when my dad was first a teacher, he earned $2,800 a year as a teacher. And he was able to raise the family on $2,800 a year. My mom did not work. She was raising me. And so what happened? What happened between when, 1950 and today, when teachers make, I don't know, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, and the schools cost so much more? What actually happened to make all this? And it seems to me that we're going backwards in a very, very big way. No one seems to think the school systems are doing a good job educating. Everything is costing more. And so why is it that, if you look at our taxes, what happened to cause our taxes to go up 10%? What happened? Is it the fact that the schools are closed because of COVID? Is it the fact that they're running more buses? Now they're running the same amount of buses. Is it that they have more teachers? No, I don't think so. What happened to cause it? What is the justifiable reason? And there is none. There is no justifiable reason for taxes to go up 10%. And the teachers say they're not making enough. The school system saying that $10,000 is not enough to educate a child from kindergarten through 12th grade, which is nonsense. Do you know what the answer is, John? Because I don't believe any of it. I don't believe any of it that they're telling us is true.
Well, it's because we're in the terminal phase and we can't afford things like we used to. The condensed version, it started in 1913 with the Fed. They took gold away as money in 1933. They took silver. Well, they didn't really take silver, but they stopped issuing silver coins in 1965, and thus quickly disappeared out of circulation. And then in 1971, Nixon temporarily closing the gold window is the pivot point. And it has been all downhill since. And all the world's on fiat currency now. And that's why what we see, in essence, a price is exploding.
Very good. All right, Captain John, we're going to have to move on to Glenn in Michigan. He's scratching away. He's got a poison ivy problem, and he's anxious to get that solved. Give my best to your lovely wife, Captain John Reagan. Thanks so much for calling. Glenn, we'll be right back with you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado touched down in the Chicago suburbs of Naperville and Woodridge in the overnight hours, causing severe damage to some of the homes in the area. There have been no reports of any serious injuries or fatalities. As of midnight, ComEd reported that 34,000 customers were without power. As law and order across major cities in the United States is taking a turn for the worse, a campaign volunteer for New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams was stabbed multiple times following an argument in the Bronx Sunday afternoon. The 42-year-old victim remains in stable condition. No arrests have been made. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Sunday continued to reject the premise of the For the People Act. The senator said, "We had the largest turnout in the history of the United States. The states are in charge of voting in America." End quote. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
With a tone of no confidence in Vice President Kamala Harris's role as border czar, over 50 members of Congress have asked President Biden to remove the vice president from the border crisis. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
More than 50 House Republicans have sent a letter to the White House asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris from her role in leading the effort to solve the border crisis. In the letter, the group cites the high number of border apprehensions and the fact that Harris has not visited the border or met with Border Patrol or ICE agents. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has renewed calls for Harris to visit the border. The California Republican tells Fox News that she would learn quite a lot in a visit.
And the one thing you have to understand, when there's a crisis at a border, when there's unaccompanied children coming in, you know who's caring for them? The border agents. So what's happening, they're being taken off the border, so the border's even more wide open. We're finding people rushing it like we've never seen before, but we're finding people that are on that terrorist watch list that are coming from other countries, from more than 140 other countries. Why would they come to the southern border? Because they know it's open and they know they can enter America that way. But she should go there and she should learn firsthand what the problem is to find the solutions for it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four teams were made for hockey's Stanley Cup. Sunday night, the Vegas Golden Knights beat the Montreal Canadiens in overtime, 2-1 to even the series at 2. Monday night, the New York Islanders and Tampa Bay Lightning will break their series, also tied at 2, in the best of 7. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Dr. Norm Shue is with us. And let's see, we've got patiently holding Glenn scratching away in Michigan with poison ivy. Welcome, Glenn.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I had
thank you for being so patient.
Well, I'm not doing nothing but looking at the charts right now. But, yeah, I had a couple comments and then a couple questions for Mr. Dr. Norman Shaley. One was, man, you had tears coming in my eyes when you were talking about the milkman. My father had worked for Ford Motor Company, bought his first house in Dearborn, Michigan, approximately 1958, 1959. I can remember back from the age possibly from 6 years old to maybe 9 years old, we had a milk chute on the side of our house. It was cut right into the brick. Milkman would come a couple times a week. We'd trade out the bottles, and my mom would get a couple more bottles. So I think people these days don't even realize those things happened in the past. So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, they had those galvanized hinged milk boxes. They would hold about six bottles, if I'm not mistaken, six quarts. And milk came in glass. And, of course, way, way too hard to, you know, to go and get the milk out of the milk box behind your house. Now it's in plastic bottles, and we throw them all away. Every single milk bottle or jug that's made out of plastic, in my opinion, gets thrown away. I mean, they say they reuse them, but I don't believe a word of it.
That was true recycling back then. The milk, we called it a milk chute. It was actually built into the brick of the house, and then you could open it from the inside, and the milkman could open it from the outside. You know, the conventional joke was, you know, who is your father? You know, the milkman or back when we were kids. But,
sure.
Anyway, second comment before I ask, Dr. Shealy the questions I want to ask him. Is tell Arnett a couple outdoor cats will do good for mice and small snakes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we claim them as tax deductions. We have cats. Seriously. We have cats and we feed them. And their job is to make sure that they patrol the farm and kill all the mice that want to live under the hoods of vehicles and trucks and cars and tractors and implements and et cetera. And that's their job. And then we also have some other tax deductions. And we wouldn't say that they were ours, but we feed them because they still patrol our farm. Even though they, you know, they're wild, we still feed them. And they are, as far as I'm concerned, bona fide tax deductions. As it is your job to pay as little in taxes as possible because the government will just waste it. And the proof is everything you see going on. Everything. You know, we used to be able to build a Hoover Dam, right? Now we can't even paint the railing on a Hoover Dam.
It's truly unbelievable. You caught me, I got to throw this out there that you brought up the Hoover Dam. When you get the chance, it's a four-hour special on YouTube. It's called Cadillac Desert. It explains the whole how the Colorado River was dammed up from the Hoover Dam to the Glen Canyon, and it explains the complete shortage of water, the manipulation, and everything that's going on in California all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. It's called Cadillac Desert. There's a bunch of versions on YouTube. The one that you want to watch is about 4 hours long. You need to watch it. It's probably the best documentary I've ever seen in my life that explains. And I have a background in geology and hydrology also. It was just immaculate. Anyway, let me get to the question to Dr. I'm usually a smart guy and wear my boots and blue jeans, but I get a bunch of weed whacking, and I thought I was impervious for the last 25 years to poison ivy, but I got it from knee down, and I haven't figured out a treatment for it yet other than don't touch it.
Well, jewelweed, if you know what jewelweed is, supposedly rubbing jewelweed on it will help immensely. If you don't have jewelweed, J-E-W-E-L, weed.
Okay.
You break off a jewelweed and put the pulp of the stem right on the skin. Otherwise, you have to use a hydrocortisone or something like that cream.
What is, I'm not familiar with that type of weed. Is that a wild weed or is it?
Well, jewelweed, it grows wild. It's not ordinarily a plant. It's an old American Indian technique for treating poison ivy.
Is that something that grows across the United States? Perhaps, I mean,
well, I would think it probably grows in probably 80% of states, yes.
All right, I'll look that up online.
Otherwise, you can use hydrocortisone cream.
Yeah, I don't like using that stuff. I try to tough it out.
Okay.
What about the old standby?
I'm sorry?
Dr. Shealy, what about the old standby calamine lotion? That's what we used to use, that pink lotion back in the 60s.
It would probably help the itching, yes.
Hey, Vince, let me cut in really quick here. That's what my mom put on me when I had chicken pox.
Yeah, calamine lotion. And there was another one called Caladryl, which was a combination of calamine and lotion and Benadryl. And that seemed to work pretty well, too. And, you know, it's really interesting, Glenn, that you say this, because I was out in the fields walking around, you know, with the baler and the tractor and, you know, checking on the equipment while I was baling. And I got poison ivy between my toes. And I don't know how this happens, but, you know, I used to be able to buy gold toe socks, and they're all black, and they were made with cotton. And now they're like, I don't know, $12 a pair for socks, which is, you know, beyond ridiculous, because you used to be able to get like four or five pairs for that price. Now the socks come from China, and they are like water magnets. I know there's no such thing as a water magnet, but these things make my feet sweat like crazy. And for some reason, the sweat of my feet, which never happened before I bought these substandard Chinese socks, it seems like the poison ivy oils got through my footwear onto my socks between my toes, and it's awful. Never happened before.
I would say that I try to wear just white cotton socks. I would say what's probably happened to you, you're getting some type of water retention in your socks, and it's promitigating the effect of any type of fungus or bacteria or whatever. That's my guess.
Yeah, I don't have foot fungus or anything like that. But this is a new phenomenon with these communist Chinese, where the COVID virus came from. Those people, the Chinese socks, and you know, heck, we don't even know how to make socks anymore in this country. We certainly don't know how to make sneakers. We don't know how to make footwear. We don't know how to make belts. We don't know how to make shirts. We don't know how to make buttons.
We don't know how to make anything. That's why, as Joe Rogan was saying, there's a major awakening coming, and it's coming very soon. So I don't want to dwell on the negative, but it is a reality. Well,
how can you not dwell on the negative? Everything's broken. Everything
is
broken.
Everybody I try to talk to, it's like an ostrich that has its head in the sand. They don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it. And I am very outspoken. I think I'm intelligent. I keep abreast of everything, and it doesn't make a difference. Can't tell people what.
Glenn, you mentioned, I believe you mentioned that you have experience in geology and hydrology. Is that correct?
Yes. Long time ago, but I haven't practiced it with that. My degrees were in mathematics and geology. Your question is?
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't hear you. I don't know if you can hear me. We may have separated.
I don't know if Vince is here. Are you there, Vince?
Yeah, we'll carry on. We'll hold for a minute. Dr. Norman Shealy, can you hear me? This is Glenn.
I can hear you. Fine, yeah.
Right. I think we lost Vince. The second question I had for you, I found a solution for it, and I just wanted to hear what you wanted to say. I usually get 3 to 4 hornet or wasp stings a year where I live at. And over the past 20 years, I've tried everything from putting alcohol on it to lemon juice to everything else. Nothing worked, but I did find a solution. But I want to, before I give you that solution, I would like to hear what your solution may be.
Baking soda. Baking soda.
Here's what I found that worked.
Well, yeah,
I kind of figured that the toxin that a hornet and a wasp gives you, it's caustic and it's extremely basic in nature, like Drano or something, right?
I'd be a little bit concerned about Drano on the skin.
No. I'm just saying I'm comparing their sting to what they do to you.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And what I found is that I took a couple cotton balls and white vinegar, right?
Vinegar would help, yes.
I'm talking immediate, not two minutes, 30 seconds, completely gone. So I think it neutralizes the toxicity of the caustic, the basic solution that they spend you with.
Yep, absolutely correct.
Okay, I'm back, guys. Hey, thank you so much for jumping in there, gentlemen. I got knocked off the air.
We know.
Well, you know, this is the beauty of those involved with USA Prepares. I'm talking about instructors, students, everybody. And it's great because when things like this can happen, I don't have to panic. I checked the internet. Yeah, it was down. Checked the phone. It was down. Then I was able to get the phone to work, you know, the landline, and because I don't have a cell phone. And the phone connected, and I called Jason, and he says, "Is this Vincent?" I said, "Yeah." And then all of a sudden, the internet connected. So it worked great. And so I wanted to ask you, Glenn, did you mention that you were you have a background in hydrology and geology?
Geology, mathematics, and some hydrology.
Okay. So I have a question for you. We have noticed here at the farm over the last maybe 10 years that sometimes when it rains, we get this iridescent oily stuff coming out of the ground. And it's not like someone has, you know, changed their oil. It's not like there's been a dump here. This is not quite virgin land, but darn close to it. Do you know what that is? Is this pockets of oil just percolating up through the ground?
I think we've got a break. I can give you a couple of assessments after the break if you'd like.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. And maybe Dr. Shealy's experiencing the same thing in his neck of the woods as well. So that's what we're noticing. It's not a lot. It's not like, you know, we can drill a well. But I'm interested in knowing what this is. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuley is with us. Telephone number if you'd like to call his office and arrange an appointment. Whether it be electronic via the telephone or in person, it's 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. So, Glenn, what do you think it is? We've got this iridescent oily stuff coming up.
Yeah, what is it, an oily loam or just like bubbles of oil or just
It's like when it rain, when there's lots of rain, there's puddles, and in a just local area, small area, let's say, a foot in diameter, you can see what looks like a drop of oil. But it's no place where we have ever had, you know, oil. It's not like we changed the oil. It's not like other people have drained their crankcase on our farm. It's not like it's pollution. It's coming from underneath the ground.
Well, you know, without knowing the stratigraphy of the land, you know, underneath the beds and the tables and, you know, all that, and without doing core samples at multiple distance, I can only be speculative.
Okay.
So if you allow me to be speculative, I will.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have three points that it could be. One, you said that it was in little indentation, so it could be runoff.
Okay.
Two, maybe it's time to drill for oil on your land.
Yeah. I'll change my name to Jed Clampett.
We'll call you Vincent Clampett. Number three, what could be happening is that somebody on a higher elevation than you can be dumping toxins into the ground, and through the hydrology could be perking up through your property. But like I said, without correct scientific analysis and coring and everything else, it's impossible to know.
Yeah. Dr. Shuley, are you seeing any of this, or have you seen any of this?
I have not seen that at all place, no.
We have, we're looking at sinkholes. There's like a billion sinkholes in Springfield, Missouri. And there's sinkholes all over this area.
Sinkholes are usually caused by levels of limestone that have collapsed. I'm not familiar with the geology of part of Missouri you're in, because it varies a great deal. No matter 50 feet away, it could vary.
Yeah. Well, there's sinkholes a mile away, a bunch of them.
It's time to get some catfish and open up a catfish pond.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And what a great idea. Did you have any other questions for Dr. Shealy?
No, that was it. I just, one more time, and I'm not affiliated with this. Please look up Cadillac Desert, the four-hour version, and listen to it. It was eye-opening. It ties into the economics of what's going on. It ties into supply chain disruption. It ties into everything that's happening right now.
Okay, so is this student-assigned homework?
This is a professor telling the student what to do.
There you go. There you go. Are you a professor?
Well, sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm a student.
Okay, very good. All right, so that's a class, Cadillac Desert, YouTube, the four-hour version. And I've got some homework called Rotten, R-O-T-T-E-N. It's on Netflix, and it is everything disgusting about our food supply. It's called Rotten. It will make your blood boil. It's a series.
Yeah, I'd love to watch it, but because of their agenda with the I canceled Netflix, their LGBT or whatever you call it, agenda and everything.
Yeah.
It's prolific throughout all their movies and everything. I had to cancel them.
It was given to us as four people are involved in paying for this, and so it was a gift to us. So we that's why we have it. But I don't watch anything other than history related or documentaries. For the most part, but there's since you're talking about lesbian
whatever.
Gays, yeah.
Right.
So there's this guy, and this guy's name is Gavin Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D, and he evidently wants to compete in the Tokyo Olympics, and he wants to have an advantage that is unique.
And I checked that out on the news this morning. I couldn't believe it.
So Gavin changed his name to Laurel, and he is going to compete as a female in the weightlifting Olympics. So here's a guy who can't compete naturally, so he is going to get an unfair advantage by saying he is a she. Dr. Shealy, is there any question whether a person is a male or female? Is there any question at all?
I doubt it.
Isn't that determined by chromosomes?
Exactly.
So,
hey, Vincent, Dr. Norman Shealy, keep an eye out for a person named Glenda. Yeah, there you go. It's that one thing.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Shealy, thank you for sharing your wealth of knowledge with us here at USA Prepares.
Have a good one.
See you next Monday. Bye-bye. Class of all honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA,